Senator Brown, thank you so very much for the kind introduction and for your tremendous effort in hosting this press conference in our Port Authority building adjacent to the Maumee River, the largest river that flows into the Great Lakes, and the largest loader of nutrients into Lake Erie. Senator Stabenow, thank you for your incredible leadership. Importantly, in passing a farm bill that makes today possible. Thank you as a Wolverine for coming to the Buckeye State and for caring about the border and the waters that we share. As those in the audience look at you and at Senator Brown, they can see progressive leaders who have a vision of how we need to lead our region forward to preserve our most important resource, our fresh drinking water. I think Mayor Collins is in the audience this morning, and I know he has had real challenges, and as a region, we must work together to never have last August happen again. This particular award today for the Regional Conservation Partnership Program gives us an opportunity to fix the cause of the nutrient bloating and algal blooms in Lake Erie, and we can't get about the task too fast. The conservation focus of this award is vital to us. And so today I am in Lakewood, Ohio, at a prior scheduled event. I can tell you that this region has a minimum of 4 water intakes to Lake Erie. Toledo is our most vulnerable large city. It has only 1. And the water intake is located high in the water, not deep. We must use these dollars as quickly as possible to stem the nutrient flow that is coming from the largest watershed in the Great Lakes that extends west to Fort Wayne, south to Findlay, east to Sandusky Bay, and up into Senator Stabenow's Michigan. And we need a structure which this regional conservation partnership gives us to solve the problem. I want to thank all those gathered there today. Terry Cosby, Steve Davis from the NRCS at the Department of Agriculture. I view our efforts in this part of the Great Lakes as important as what that agency did when the Dust Bowl issues were addressed in the western part of our country. Our freshwater bowl is at risk, and this program can really help us reach deep into the watershed. I also wanted to thank Colonel Jensen from the Army Corps of Engineers. The unaddressed flooding problem that face us across this watershed must be solved. I stand in unity with all of you to make that happen. Steve Shine from the Michigan Department of Agriculture and Rural Development, thank you for the penmanship and brilliance it took to lead on this application. To Jim Lake with the Tri-State Watershed Alliance for your hard work. To Ed Crawford with ODNR representing the state of Ohio. To all the charter boat captains, the marine industry, labor representatives who are there, we must work together. And our many private and agency partners like the Nature Conservancy and Farm Bureau and the region's Soil and Water Conservation Services are all vital to us. So I wanted to thank you all for gathering. Believe me, I am with you in lockstep, and I'm willing to do whatever is necessary to sample and post results of water quality across our watershed and to help position our region to become, again, the most fresh water quality region in the United States of America. Senator Stabenow, I simply can't thank you enough what you have done to actually author and pass that farm bill after it was log-jammed in Congress for half a decade. I hope the people in the audience understand how important you are. And Senator Brown, thank you for being, I guess you'd say, riding shotgun beside her in that really Herculean effort. Thank you all for listening, and to Jane Lulo of our own office, thank you for being there in my stead. Working together, we can change the future of our watershed for the better. God bless all of you. Thank you.